Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Welcome back to the Phil and Will Show. Even though I didn't change the branding in the background, now it's the Phil and Will Show.
There we go.
It's been so long, I kind of forgot how we did this whole thing. It's been a little while since before Deal or No Deal Island even started, because that was our last episode, was doing a preview of that. And then we've been recapping, what was last night, our fourth episode of Deal or No Deal Island. That's done. We're back to the Phil and Will Show. It's back to being weekly content. And
well, today, it's not, Deal or No Deal Island is not done. It's still on episode four. And we had also discussed
the hiatus.
Like, hey, should we just make Deal or No Deal Island a segment on the Phil and Will Show? And then we decided against that. Well, Phil and Will Show is more, it's not just a reality TV show. It's more sports and random stuff. So we opted to just kind of take a little hiatus on the Phil and Will Show. I've been slammed. I've been dying. But I'm back. And as I mentioned on our Deal or No Deal recap last night, that I have yet to even look at a bracket, like, and it's Wednesday. And usually I make like 50 brackets. So I'm really far behind. I didn't get to watch any of the conference championships. So I really am going into this tournament more blind than I think I've been in probably like over a decade. So there might have been one of the Marches in there. I mean, in 2020, I didn't really know what was going to happen either. But that
wasn't
kind
that
of
the year that there was no bracket.
There was no tournament, but I definitely was blind because I didn't know. I knew Dayton was going to win and they got screwed. That's all I remember.
Dude, that was probably the most brutal thing that's ever happened in the history of March Madness, is that the one year that we were going to get a really different mid-major number one, like March Madness just doesn't happen. And then Dayton sucked the next year. or they were very okay.
Yeah, no, they had that like one year where the stars kind of aligned. They had some experienced seniors, and yeah, it just it fell apart. That was their chance, and they missed it because of COVID. So we're gonna fill out a bracket live. I usually enter like so many, and the Wednesday before the tournament is the day where you can really lock in, make sure you get your bracket right. We've already had a couple play-in games. We saw Virginia lose in a really embarrassing fashion. So
We didn't really see it. We kind of heard about it. We were doing Deal or No Deal Island, and I've never been more grateful not to be watching a college basketball game than recapping Deal or No Deal Island.
Out of all the times that's happened, that was the best time.
That was. I mean, that literally was the worst basketball game based on stats and how that went that I think I've ever seen. They scored 14 points in the first half.
And they were at 14 points with, like, what was it, like 9 minutes and 30 or 50 seconds or something. They didn't score a bucket for the last 9 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, it was insane. It was insane. So Jordan Alford's over here. He's already made four brackets. We got Brendan in the now saying the content we've all been waiting for, let the madness begin. Clutch hat trick. My Husker is going to win their first ever tourney game. Book it. That's the Nebraska Cornhuskers he's talking about there. If you're watching, like this video, subscribe to our channel. If you're listening to this and you somehow discovered this because you just are dying for March Madness predictions and picks, head on over to our YouTube channel and check us out at The Specialist. So there you go. Did that. Will, I also have been insanely swamped. I got bags under my eyes. Since January, I feel like I haven't slept. Finally,
I'm the same way, man.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm doing nothing except watching college basketball, and it's great. But I was in the same boat as you where I write about this stuff. And so when I had to sit down, I got my assignments for the week, and I said, shit.
Wait, I'm not in that boat. I don't write about this stuff.
No. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm getting there. I'm in the same boat as you, comma. When I got my assignments for this week for what I had to write about, I realized that I knew way less about a lot of these teams than I generally do coming into this. And I've done a lot of research. I've done a lot of studying. I was assigned the entire West region by Sportsbook Review. So I had to do a lot of heavy research for the West region. So I feel like I know that one best. But I've made a whole bunch of brackets. And I feel like I have my one here that's the one I like the most. Unfortunately, it's going to be terrible, but I feel like this will be a good discussion going back and forth and me trying to help Will and talk through this. And maybe you can convince me, or maybe there'll be discussion. Maybe somebody in the comments will be able to convince me that some of my thoughts are wrong here.
Some of them, not most. Well, we'll find out.
Let me just mention this though first. So I'm wearing, anybody watching, I'm going to lift this up. I'm wearing my Final Four shirt from last year when Miami made it. Obviously, I'm a Miami guy. Both of us are. So I got this shirt. You see this? Where is it? Here. This is San Diego State's logo. This is FAU's logo. This is UConn's logo. The selection committee wants to be taken seriously, and they want to tell us that they don't manipulate this for matchups. UConn, FAU, and San Diego State are all in the same region, and they're all in the top half of that bracket. The one seed, the eight seed, the five seed. So if UConn wins their first game, they would play against FAU, who lost on a buzzer beater in the Final Four last year of the national championship that could have been. If they win that game, there's the potential they could play San Diego State in a rematch of last year's national championship game. Other teams in that region, SEC champion, Auburn, Big Ten champion, Illinois, Big 12 champion, Iowa State. You're telling me that is not a manipulated region? Get out of here. Just the most nonsensical region I've ever seen compiled in my entire life. It is so ridiculous, especially when you start looking at
Miami? Why didn't they make it into that region? All the Final Four teams from last year are in the top half of that region except Miami.
This is what happened. Miami is. I think we lost to Virginia by 25. So if we can't beat Virginia, I don't know. But the ridiculousness of that, and then when you look at some of these other regions and there's no conference champions, or at least none of the big conferences, and there's seven teams in that region that you're saying, how did they do this? What were they thinking? And then BYU, by the way, anybody who's wondering why they got a six seed, they put them as a six seed instead of a five seed because BYU needs to play on Thursday, Saturday. They can't play on Sundays. And so because of that, wherever they were going to line them up in the region, they moved them down a slot to put them into the six. So now you have BYU, who's an insanely good, overachieving Big 12 team, also in that region. I just wanted to lay the groundwork there for the East region. So it's in the top left and has the overall number one seed in UConn and the defending national champs. Will, since you haven't looked at shit, where does your mind go with that?
Oh, I have not looked at anything. I was actually at the Final Four last year. I saw the buzzer beater. It was fantastic. I also saw Miami get pummeled by UConn, and then I saw San Diego State get pretty much pummeled by UConn. Not as badly though, but great time out there with the Final Four. I kind of just want to fill out the bracket and rock and kind of talk through as we go. I guess I could give some general thoughts that I kind of look for tournaments. I look for teams that have been there before and coaches that have been there before, and I know that's kind of like looking at blue bloods, and I know, you know, March Madness is all about upsets and buzzer beaters and underdogs and the craziness and madness. It's literally called March Madness, which I think that usually exists in the first and second rounds and maybe a little bit of that in the second weekend. But I feel like by the time we get to the Final Four, we're usually having like blue bloods and one seeds like win this tournament. I know last year UConn was like a five seed, but I think they were four, five, nine
in the final four last year. Yeah.
Yeah. They were a four seed, but they were, I think, a really like weirdly seeded four seed where they
had been injured throughout December. Yeah.
Yeah. And they kind of figured it out. And like all their, like all the advanced analytics had them as like a top five team in the country. And that is kind of a blue blood program. So that's not that crazy. But let's just look. NCAA tourney champions list.
We actually went through this when we were doing the college football playoff in our last Phil and Will episode.
Right. Okay. So we have UConn last year. Then we have Kansas. Okay. Then we have Baylor, who Baylor is not a historically, you know, great basketball school, but they were the number one overall seed that year, I believe.
Second overall. It was Gonzaga was undefeated, number one.
Okay. And then before that, it was Virginia, Villanova, North Carolina, Villanova, Duke, UConn, Louisville, that with Rick Pitino. So let's give the nod there. Kentucky before that, then Connecticut, Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and then those back-to-back Florida years with Billy Donovan. Before that, North Carolina, Connecticut, Syracuse, Maryland, Duke, Michigan State with Tom Izzo. Wow, Tom Izzo hasn't won since 2000. Connecticut, Kentucky, and then Arizona. And this is a big thing I've seen going around is Arizona, the last team west of Texas to win the national championship all the way back in 1997. So, I mean, there are not that many schools listed there. I mean, a lot of Duke, a lot of North Carolina, a lot of Kentucky, a lot of Kansas, a lot of Connecticut, back-to-back Florida years, Villanova and Virginia also popping in there more recently. But those are all like basketball powers for the most part, and then Louisville with Rick Pitino. So I'm going in with that kind of thing. I'm not going to pick, like, I feel like some years I'm going to pick like the, you know, like the three seed who's having a hot season and maybe a younger coach who's not as established. And I think you just, you know, to win these brackets, man, you usually need to hit the champion and then pick some upsets in the first and second rounds. That's kind of how this thing goes. So go with a pretty reasonable champion. I think that would probably be
last year
one advice.
Last year was an interesting one because nobody really.
Well, last year was crazy. I mean,
UConn
last year
was a team that people in some pools picked, but you could have done a 70-person pool and had nobody pick UConn to win at all. And so right. It really did come down. By the time the Final Four rolled around, every bracket had been determined because there was nobody left. I remember I was in a pool where I had picked Miami to win it all because, of course, I was going to at least in one bracket. And that was the only reason I was alive in that pool. But obviously, also, when I'm picking Miami to win it all, I'm taking a lot of chances on that bracket. And so I got smoked everywhere else. And if Miami would have won it all, I still only would have been second or third, even though I was the only person who had them.
Right. But even like last season, because it was so, the other teams to make the Final Four, I mean, outside of UConn, it was San Diego State, FAU, and Miami. So I remember I was in some pools and I won them outright just because I had Miami winning it all. And if I had Miami winning it all, they were in the Final Four. And I mean, I would say close to 95% of brackets last season had zero out of four of the Final Four. So if you were able to get any one of the Final Four picks, I believe I had one bracket that had Miami and UConn in it. That was just like a random bracket. I didn't enter that in like an official thing. Sometimes I just like on ESPN, I always like try to fill out all the bracket spots. So
good save on the F-bomb there, Will. Good job.
I can swear. I can say fuck.
You can say whatever you want. It was just funny how you caught yourself.
I didn't want to say it. I fill out all the fucking brackets. I don't know. we can swear. It's the Phil and Will show. You know, Survivor, I think, is more of a family-friendly podcast. This is where, you know, this is like the specialist.
This is degenerate gambling, guys.
Yeah.
Put it in my veins.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about a big injury real quick, too, and it's not in this region, but in the Midwest region, Kansas.
Are we even talking about regions? I didn't know we were on regions at this
point. Well, I was talking about East first. I just figured we could mention all that. But I do want to talk about with Kansas, Kevin McCullough Jr., All-American from this year, leading scorer for the team, ruled out for the entire tournament. They are not getting through the first weekend. I don't know if they'll lose to Samford in round one. I have picked that. I think it's possible. They are not going to get through Gonzaga or McNeese, though, whichever team they play in the second round. McCullough Jr. is way too big of a deal. Hunter Dickinson is phenomenal. But Kansas without McCullough is 2-3, and two of those three losses are by 20 or 29 points. That's insane.
So are we looking at Samford as a very, likely potential upset here?
There's two. I'll say the 2-13 seeds I think have a legitimate shot are Charleston and Samford. I thought Samford had a little bit of a chance before McCuller was ruled out, but with McCuller out, Samford scores like 84 points a game. Granted, they play a bunch of shit teams, so what does it really matter? But they average like 84 points a game, and now they're going against a team that also relies on offense and is missing their guy who scores 18-something a game. That's a big deal, and if Samford can score 18, you know, 80 points in this game, Kansas is going to struggle without having that big-time shot maker in McCuller. Jordan says it here. I literally had Kansas in my Final Four before that news dropped. I also had Kansas going to the Elite Eight, Final Four in some brackets. Now, I actually do on my main bracket. This is the one I'm bringing to the table here is the one that I feel the most confident in, or at least that I put the most thought into, and these are my initial feels. I do have Samford winning that first game over Kansas because I just think it's a bad matchup. And then we can talk about Charleston against Alabama too. That's a really fun game. And I will say that if you're betting game by game, Charleston, Alabama, no matter how high the total is, take the over. It doesn't matter if it's 190 points, take the over.
Okay. I like that. I like that, Phil. Let's just get the bracket up. I feel like let's just do it. How do I present? Share screen.
We're hoping Will can do it. Hopefully he puts up the right thing and not something sketchy. All right, there it is. There's the bracket. Wow. Look at that.
Bracket.
Wow.
All right, let's start with the East. I don't know. You were like talking to go through region by region. We didn't have the bracket up here, so I didn't know what on earth you were doing or talking about. So let's look at the East region. Should I zoom out a bit? I hate this view on ESPN that I can't get like.
Oh, if you go to the – so remove this real quick. If you go to the PDF version – the PDF.
But I want to fill it out. I want to fill it out while we go.
Then you're screwed. This is what you got to do.
All right. I zoomed out. Can everybody see? I'm sure no one can see.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
All right. Well, I'll just go in.
I mean, most people, though, if you're doing this, you probably got a bracket in front of you, too. You can have one. You print one out. Go to the local library. It's free. Or maybe it's 10 cents.
Let's just start. Let's just start with the first game. UConn or Stetson? Stetson, obviously. Yeah, Stetson is probably going to take that one down. We don't need to talk much about that one. I guess the question is, are there any 16 seeds that you feel like you get a little tingly about?
Have you seen the penis theory or the sexual theory that has been going around?
No.
So there is a theory. Hang on, let me see if I can find this. Big upsets, March Madness... sexual references. It's something like Saint Peter's. Peter is another nickname for a penis.
I thought Peter's is?
Yeah, Oral Roberts is okay. That one fits in there. And then
what does Oral have to do with penis?
Okay. And then Fairly Dickinson, which you know obviously has a word in there. So people are thinking could Longwood.
Wait, who are the peacocks? Who are the peacocks?
St. Peter's.
Oh, so it wasn't Peter's part. It was probably the cock part.
Well, I'm trying to be family friendly here in case we have people who are trying to fill this out and beat their parents. Longwood is people's pick here as maybe the 16 seed off that theory. Otherwise, no, there's no reason to talk about any of the 16 seeds.
Stetson reminds me of Stetson Bennett, who won 2 national championships. Or did he win 2?
He only won 1.
The only one.
Yeah. I ran the Hatter Invitational when I was in college. They give you out Stetson has its own type of Gatorade that they make, which is delicious. So that's fun facts about Stetson.
I'm trying to think. Wagner, is there any
Wagner potential? Was winning by 17 over Howard last night, shot 52% and won the game by 3. And they normally shoot 39%.
They did win back. I don't know why you were trying to convince me that they did win back to back national championships.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. But I like this. Dube Tube even says Longwood, baby. Sorry, Jordan. I had to put that in there. I mean, that's just the theory.
We also have Long Beach State
You were talking about 16 seats.
Well, I'm talking about, we have St. Peter's back in here at 15. I'm now seeing. So yeah,
that's going to be what's funny about St. Peter's is that's going to be a popular 15-2 upset just because St. Peter's has done it before. St. Peter's is not beating Tennessee. That's not going to happen. I'm all for upsets. That's not an upset that's going to happen.
All right. Up back here, FAU and Northwestern. I cannot tell you a lick about any of these schools. Are we just going for FAU for the, you know, Final Four story or no?
I think FAU is going to win this game mainly because of experience. They have a real, they have like a very similar team to what last year's was. They underachieved this year just because it was going to be hard for them to be as good as they were in the regular season last year. They were pretty much everybody's Super Bowl this year. Northwestern plays that Big Ten style of basketball. FAU has been here before. They found a way to grind out wins in the tournament. I'm just going to go based on experience. I've been picking FAU on every bracket. I've given Northwestern literally no attention.
This is one of those ones where I feel like if you are in a pool with like a big, like a large amount of people, there's like 100 people, that this is like a coin flip game, but the picks on this game won't be a coin flip. I think
it's going to be 80-20.
Yeah, it's going to be about, I was going to say 70-30 or 75-25, but you think it's even higher. Mm-hmm. So this is where I am going to go Northwestern here, because I do think you play this game 100 times, I think Northwestern's probably squeaking out 45 to 50 wins. It's probably not as, you know, clear favorite FAU. So go against the grain here and pick up that nice win and just get a little edge up on everybody. And hey, if you don't pick this one correctly, it's fine because they're going to lose to UConn anyway. Mm-hmm. So I do like doing that, especially if there are upset points in your pool. I know some
pools we do seed scoring in the pool that I run.
Yes, and I always dominate in the early rounds because I exploit this. Basically,
if you don't get smoked in the later rounds because he has nobody left.
If you no, I always usually win these. If you're in an upset point scoring pool in some fashion, especially if it's a difference in seeding, if you do not have a team making it to the second weekend, like if you don't have them winning in the round of 32, just make them lose to whoever they played in the first round. So like example here, if I have, let's say Auburn going to the second weekend, mm-hmm. and I think San Diego State's going to win this game, never pick San Diego State here. You have them not advancing anyway. You get, and that would just give you 1 point, a lot of the scoring. Oh, you pick the favorite, you get 1 point. Whereas if you pick UAB, you get 7 points. Now, is it like, is it seven times as likely that UAB is it that, are you, is the odds that true? Basically, that you should get seven times the amount of points for picking UAB over.
Times, you're getting 2.2 times the amount because it's UAB is 12 points, San Diego State is 5.
In oh, you do it that way. Okay, I played some
for the first two rounds.
Okay, I played some where it's the difference of seeds.
Oh, that's so crazy. I don't like that.
So I would get, if you pick a 12 or a 5, you would get 7 points, but if the 5 seed wins, you get 1 point. And so it's like at that juncture, just pick this UAB team if you don't have the favorite going to the second mm-hmm. weekend.
If you're doing that style, I agree with you. If you are doing regular scoring,
even seeding style, like you're getting still here 7 more points for picking UAB than San Diego State, and you don't have San Diego State going to Sweet 16, they're going to lose to Auburn anyway. Just take the underdog.
Here's the problem with that, because this is what happened last year. Every 5 seed won last year. So that was 20 points
that you're
not leaving on the board. No, but all I'm saying is your theory could be right, but it's also not because you're leaving.
It's also none of this is right where it's going to work every year. It's just kind of a general like process of ways to think about scoring systems and how to best fill a bracket depending on the pool that you're in. Whereas if upsets are awarded and that's taken into account, then you should look to really like picking a favorite to win one game and then lose in the second round. Your value that you can get from it is just not that high. You might as well go for the higher value. And if you do hit it, you're going to be in a great spot in your pool. And if you don't hit it, you're not losing out on that many points because it's a favorite. So
I'm going to say this from the standpoint of people who are listening, doing standard scoring and don't care what we're
right. And this isn't, this is not for standard scoring. I'm saying if you are in some sort of pool with upset scoring,
if you're doing standard scoring, pick San Diego State in this game. I feel like San Diego State is being one of those teams that's popular to pick against right now. I don't really know why. I feel like UAB, they're kind of a nothing burger to me. I'm not scared of UAB. I feel like the 12 seeds this year are really good with the exception of UAB, which maybe means UAB will win, but I have like no confidence in UAB in this game. And I have a lot of upsets on my bracket. The East region is not where I have those.
Right. Right. Okay. How are we feeling about Auburn? Auburn won the SEC tournament, I want to say. Is that true?
Yep. They did.
And they're only a four seed. I thought that they were like pretty consistently ranked too throughout the season. Did they fall off a bit and then kind of figure it out in the SEC tournament? What's their story, Phil?
They got screwed. They got
They just got screwed.
If I was, so here's what I was going to do before the team. I had three teams that I wanted to put in my final four: UConn, Auburn, Iowa State. All three of them are in the same region. I was going to pick those three teams no matter who they were up against, unless they had a really terrible matchup. Those are going to be three of my final four teams, and they're all in the same region. Auburn got screwed. Auburn, the SEC was great this year. The SEC, you know, you look at Tennessee's a two seed, Kentucky's a three seed. What else is in here? Whatever, it doesn't matter. But when you look at Auburn got a four, and Auburn was the winner of the SEC tournament. Sorry, I work with, you know, I just got it in my head. So the SEC tournament, I feel like they should have been a better seed. I don't like this, that they got a four.
Yeah, that's tough.
They're ranked seven in the country, Will.
Yeah. How are they a four? I don't understand this. I really do. Like, I hate when I look at a region and it's like, I'm looking at the top half right now. It's 1-9-5-4. Like, it just like gives me the ick. Cause I'm like, that never happens.
Don't worry because the other regions, you're going to get your upsets. I'm telling you, I'm the same way here.
So I'm going here with UConn and Auburn here in the Sweet 16. And that feels like the chalkiest pick, but also feels like maybe the safest pick of any Sweet 16 region.
Of all the one seeds and four seeds, that is the most likely matchup to happen for sure. For sure. Hands down.
So no, I don't know. Again, I don't love this. I mean, does San Diego State have a good shot against Auburn?
Yeah, I mean, San Diego State's kind of like FAU. They're going to have the experience. They got the pedigree. They've been there before. But
Auburn's a little bit choky. I mean, Miami beat them on our run to the Elite Eight in 2022, I believe. Uh-huh. Who was it?
Same team. Guy. Isaiah Wong.
Know, well, no, not the Miami side. Who is the guy? Parker, I want to say. Was it Parker? Why am I saying Jabari? Oh, Jabari Smith? Is that who it was? Smith?
I don't know. I forget the names of every player as soon as they're done playing.
But he's in the NBA now. He's on the Rockets, I think.
I don't watch. NBA is what NBA is, I guess.
Auburn was a two seed, and Miami beat him, and Jabari Smith was like going to go number one overall.
Here's Herbert. Auburn is still one of the best teams in the country. They might upset UConn when they play, and then Jack Conright East is going to be such a bloodbath. What a shame. Yes. I truly believe that three of the best teams in the country are in the East.
Yeah. I'm going to go just looking at this region here. I like doing it this way too. I don't like filling out all the first rounds and go. I like kind of once you have a matchup, get to it. And let's go Auburn here. I think repeating in this tournament is like near impossible, and we just went through the winners, and it was Florida in 2006-07. Mm-hmm. And I like UConn. I hate their coach. I hate that guy, man.
He's such a smug asshole.
Sorry,
who's your favorite basketball team, Will?
The Warriors led by Steph Curry, who's like...
No, Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr, I'm just making sure.
Oh, but dude, Steve Kerr at least tries to not be
a smug asshole.
He is smug. He's smug, but he is not an asshole. He's not an asshole. Steve Kerr is not an asshole. He is smug.
Ken Pom rankings, and I know Ken Pom is like not the end all be all. Ken Pom rankings have Auburn at number four.
Yeah, I'm going to go Auburn over UConn here. I just think
I don't want to show you my bracket. I want you to think for yourself.
Especially like that used to not mean anything, but now with NIL, the SEC is actually given a lot of attention to their basketball league and programs, whereas like they were never really a basketball conference. And obviously, you know, they'd have some runs. We just mentioned the Florida teams, but in the past, like two or three, like basically since NIL, like since 2021, I want to say, like, it seems like the SEC is just like just as powerful a basketball conference as any. Mm-hmm. So looking at them, I am good with putting Auburn ahead of UConn here.
And I just want to say, Will, we did not discuss what teams we were going to be discussing here, right? Like, we didn't talk beforehand, so everybody knows this.
No, this is, again, the first time I'm really – I mean, I've seen it, like, pop up on, like, social media, but I've not, like, looked at this. I didn't even know St. Peter's was in the bracket. I saw him. No, I'm not. And then we had a comment here. Auburn is still one of the best teams in the country. They might upset UConn when they play from Herbert. That's kind of what was convincing me. It wasn't you, Phil. Trust me, I'm not listening to you. I'm listening.
I have Auburn also beating UConn on the bracket. One that I'm most confident in. So we'll continue on.
All right, we'll continue on. Let's go to BYU versus Duquesne. And
Duquesne. It's Duquesne.
Duquesne.
The Duquesne Dukes.
I like Duquesne way better. That sounds cooler.
Yeah, BYU is going to win that game.
Okay.
And I think
BYU. You already told me that BYU had to be seeded. I feel like if you have to be seeded differently for schedules, that you should have to be a higher seed. Or no, wait a second. No, they are a lower seed because
They were supposed to be a 5 and they dropped.
Doesn't that kind of screw over? It screws over like Illinois, basically, because Illinois is now going to get a more difficult seed.
Again, why this region is really BYU is the best 6 seed by far.
This is weird. Why did they has anyone come out and like talked about this, or is this Phil Conspiracy Central? I feel like other people have to be noticing this.
Oh, people have been talking about it for sure. I didn't listen to a lot of the stuff because I was working Sunday night. And then by the time I got home, I just kind of was doing brackets. But pretty much everybody that I've read has said that the East is pretty much an unfair region this year.
Mm-hmm.
But BYU will win that game. Sneaky upset potential for Morehead State. Now, like I said, we are in a point spread pool. So I picked, or not a point spread, we're in the pool where seeding matters and you get 14 points instead of 3. I actually have BYU going to the Sweet 16, so I picked Morehead State to upset Illinois.
See, I don't know what I'm doing this bracket for. I think I'm going to do a standard scoring bracket here.
Okay.
Because I'm going to enter it in one of my pools. So, and I think that's standard. Is yours on ESPN, Phil?
No, it's on CBS Sports.
Okay, so the one I'm making now will not be. I'll have to do another one.
We'll
do another 2 hour long podcast.
Do the scoring in this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, I still think Illinois here is going to beat Morehead State. Again, this is a lot of chalk, but as Phil has said, this might be the chalkiest region just because it has so many power teams that are going to not get upset early. I'm sure one of these teams will get upset though.
So. If you want to pick any of the four teams, I think this is your spot. I really do. I think this is your best chance to get
Illinois. Didn't they win the Big Ten?
They did win the Big Ten tournament. Yes.
So
To get there though, their run to the Big Ten title was not all that impressive. They played Iowa, Ohio State, Nebraska. Nebraska is pretty good this year. And then they beat Wisconsin in the championship game because Wisconsin upset Purdue. So they didn't have the toughest run to get to the final. And then they beat a team coming off literally the day before beating the number 2 or 3 team in the country. So that's a little bit of a letdown potentially for Wisconsin there. Losses for this team. They lost to Penn State. They lost to Michigan State, who's decent. They lost to Northwestern. They lost to Maryland, who was not good at all this year. They did beat FAU earlier in the year. So they don't have really bad losses. I just feel like Morehead State has that potential to like shock a little bit here. And because, I mean, I'm still saying Illinois has a 75% chance to win, maybe even an 80-85% chance to win. But in the way the scoring goes for mine, Morehead State is my big, big upset of this bracket. They are my biggest upset. I don't see a 15 seed winning. I don't see any of the other 14 seed winning. This is my biggest upset of the bracket.
Okay. I will go BYU then to beat Illinois in that next, second round matchup between BYU and Illinois.
Yeah. And I like BYU. I think the Big 12 was probably the best conference this year, the Big 12 and the SEC. So it just comes down to, can any Big 12 teams, do any of them have the right path to get to the Final Four?
Washington State versus Drake. I feel like I got to go Drake here just because I've been so, so chalky. Unless you're telling me Washington State is underseeded or the matchups don't play well for Drake here or something else. Just because I have literally 1-9, 5-4, 6-3, I got to throw a double-digit seed in here. And I know 10's not like the highest. It's actually the lowest of the double-digit seeds, but I feel like I got to do it. Tell me
Drake is wrong. Drake is actually favored in this game, and I think they should be. Drake, if Drake was in any of the other regions, I would have had them beating the 2 seed. I think Iowa State's just too good, and I have Iowa State beating Drake. Mm-hmm. But I think Drake getting to play a Pac-12 team in the first round is a nice little treat. I don't think the Pac-12 is very good. I feel like the Pac-12 always isn't very good. And even if they have a good team every now and then, you know, it's funny
Washington
because
State and Oregon State, right?
Oregon. It's Washington State and Oregon. Oh, right. Oh, now. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oregon's still in the Pac-12.
No, you're right. The Pac-12 is not going to represent in their final year of existence is pretty much what I'm trying to say. I think that Washington State, like Washington State doesn't scare me at all. And Drake is very similar to what last year's team was that should have beaten Miami in the first round and Miami went to the Final Four. Drake could be a sleeper in this region. I just think Iowa State is too damn good.
Do you think BYU could beat Iowa State?
Let me pull up what actually happened this year between them, because they played each other twice.
Right. BYU is a Big 12 school now. Some of the schools have made the move, and I guess I could just look at the college football season and be like, oh yeah, BYU's already played a Big 12 schedule. But then like some of the schools, you know, like Oregon is still in the Pac-12 and not yet in the Big 10. So it's like some have made the switch and some haven't. That's why
they beat Iowa State's 87-72 when they played at BYU, and then they lost by 5 at Iowa State. So they absolutely can beat them again.
All right. Upset alert. I'm going Drake over Iowa State in the round of 32. That's your big upset. And then BYU will then beat Drake, giving me a 4-6 matchup between Auburn and BYU in the Elite Eight. And Auburn is going to the Final Four from this region.
So can I say what I have now, since we looked at yours and I can't show mine, but I'll read mine off real quick so that people can see it?
Sure.
Hear it? So I go UConn, FAU, San Diego State, Auburn, BYU, Morehead State, Drake, Iowa State. Next round, I got UConn versus Auburn, BYU versus Iowa State. Then I go Auburn versus Iowa State, Auburn going to the Final Four.
So we both have Auburn.
And we didn't even plan it.
Out of this region, huh?
Yeah, this is the hardest region. I have filled out 7 brackets for like different pools. 3 of my champions of those 7 brackets come from this region: Auburn, Iowa State, and UConn. Whoa, where are we going?
I'm trying to see what the optimal size of the window is. And I think there we go.
There it is. Okay. Yeah. So this is the best region, I think, by far. And you could get a crazy BYU Final Four run. You could get a San Diego State Final Four run. You could get FAU doing what they did last year. You could get Drake. I'm not impressed with the 11, the 12, the 13 in this region. It's the region that I like those teams the least, but the other teams are so good that this is, even if UConn wins this region, it's not going to be as predictable as people might think. Where do you want to go next? Down or across?
Let's just go across.
Okay, so we're going to go to the Houston region, which is the South.
So Longwood, we are thinking there is potential upset there because
of Wieners.
Of Wieners.
Yeah. Now, Houston's going to win that very easily.
Okay. I feel good about Houston. So what happened to Houston in the Big 12?
They got smoked by 28 points against Iowa State in the championship game. They scored.
Were they trying? Were they like, we already have a one seed locked up? Who cares?
No, you're playing for a Big 12 championship. You're going to try in that game. And they got smoked. They got smacked in the mouth.
So why are they still a one seed?
Because the rest of the thing isn't good either. Purdue lost in their semifinals. North Carolina lost to North Carolina.
But if Iowa State is a two seed, why don't they just switch those numbers? Why weren't those numbers just switched?
Because
they literally just played and one team beat the other by 30 for a conference title, and they played similar.
Yeah, but
schedules.
You got to
look the records.
Are the
records that different?
Yeah, Iowa State 27-7, Houston 30-4.
Okay, so did Houston just they just had a bad game?
Probably. But, okay. You know, it's hard to say exactly. I mean, Houston is in the same region that they were last year when they were a one seed. And guess what? They got beat by Miami in the Sweet 16. So,
yeah, Miami just was a buzzsaw, though.
They were. They could shoot and they could score, which there's a couple teams in this region that can also do that, which could be problematic for Houston, because no matter how good Houston's defense is, if they run into a team that can just score over them, going to happen. So yeah, I mean, but 30-4 and the only losses by Houston were to Iowa State, TCU, and Kansas.
Okay. Talk to me about Nebraska and Texas A&M. Again, I'm inclined to go with the 9 seed here.
My inclination was to go with every Big Ten team to lose in the first round if it was a toss-up, question mark, whatever, and I like the SEC this year. And then I started looking at it, and I actually started looking at stats, and I started looking at this matchup. I think Nebraska is going to beat them pretty good. This is a typical 8-9 game. It's not going to be surprising one way or the other, but I had convinced myself Texas A&M was the move before really studying it. And then once I started looking into it, I said, wow, I like Nebraska in this game. I like Nebraska a lot. So yeah, I'm going to go with Nebraska as the winner of this one. I think Texas A&M, yeah, they're 20-14. They played in the SEC. It's a tough conference, but I just think Nebraska is like a better shooting team, and that's going to help them.
All right, I'm trusting you. I'm going with an 8 seed there in Nebraska.
So fun fact here, when we get to this Wisconsin-James Madison game, I was sitting there talking to my buddy while I was watching the selection show come out when they were revealing the bracket. They put Wisconsin in as the 5, and I turned to him and I said, hey, I really hope James Madison gets the 12 here, because if they do, there's your upset pick. And then they reveal on the next thing that it's James Madison who gets the 12. I love James Madison. Love, 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 love James Madison. This is, yeah, you can take Wisconsin. Go ahead. This is the number 12 seed out of all of the 12 seeds. Grand Canyon is good. McNeese is good. James Madison is good. This is the one that is going to happen. It might be the only one that happens this year, which would make it the only one in the last 2 years. But I love James Madison. James Madison is 31-3. And I don't care who you play against. If you win 31 games in college basketball, you're pretty damn good. And Wisconsin, yeah, they're solid, but it always comes back to how many times are we going to get burned by the Big Ten before we say, maybe we shouldn't trust the Big Ten in the tournament. Once they get away from playing against each other, they struggle against other teams. Every year, all I hear is the ACC is down. The Big Ten is so good. And last year, I think an ACC team might have made the Final Four. And the year before that, I think an ACC team might have made the Final Four. So you can listen to the narrative. You can do all that as much as you want. James Madison, 13th in the country, 83 points per game. I mean, that's pretty awesome. I just think they're going to outscore Wisconsin. And I think this is one of those rare instances where the 12 is just flat out better. This isn't even an upset in my eyes.
I'm going with Wisconsin here, even though I do feel like Wisconsin has been a kind of a choky tournament team in the past. Even when they like will randomly get a 2 or 3 seed, I always feel like I don't see them in the second weekend. I don't know if that's true or not. That could just be anecdotal memory for me that Wisconsin never seems to get the job done here. And JMU, of course, I feel like is a team that has had a Cinderella run before and has had big upsets. And I think that's a name that's fresh in people's mind. And I feel like this is going to be a really trendy upset pick.
Wait, when did they have a run?
I don't know. JMU has had upsets. Maybe it was just in football too. I just feel like they're known. Didn't they beat? They had a huge football win a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they also beat Michigan State this year.
Yeah, I think they're probably a good team. Michigan State against them. I just feel like this is a too trendy of an upset pick. Where I feel like Wisconsin. Let's look at the ESPN preview here. I mean, yeah, the 31-3 is scary. I mean, those are the teams you like to pick.
Spreads teams, only 5.5, which
the teams that are used to winning are definitely, and they're playing in the Barclays Center. So way closer for fans to travel. And James Madison does have some fans. They're in Virginia, I believe, right, Phil?
Yeah, they are. Yep.
And that's not that far away. Whereas Wisconsin is, you know, but Wisconsin fans are everywhere too. I'm sure they're all over New York City. So I don't know. It's a tough one for me. I'm just gonna take Wisconsin. They're gonna have to win at some point, like at least get like to the Sweet 16 or like go on a little bit of a run. And Wisconsin, the Big Ten, like the 13 losses, it looks bad compared to 3, but on a, you know, going through a Big Ten schedule, I know Phil is down on the Big Ten. I'm still, it's like a power conference schedule that's tough to do. So I'm going Wisconsin here. I don't really have that great of a reason why, other than that. I think they're due. I think
Here's me about Wisconsin.
I think this is too trendy, Phil. I feel like Wisconsin is too trendy.
No, McNeese is the one that might be too trendy, even though I kind of like McNeese. The thing with Wisconsin is when you look at this, they lost to Rutgers. They lost to Michigan. They lost to Iowa. They lost to Indiana. And this was all like back half of the year. They're just not that good. And okay, they beat Purdue.
Yeah.
But it was also the third time they played Purdue and they lost the first two times. So they beat them in overtime and Purdue was without Braden Smith. So I'm not that impressed with this team.
That's fine. I like them. Let's go to Duke versus Vermont. I want to pick Vermont here. I feel like Duke always gets the benefit of the doubt and gets seeded too high. They should probably be a 5 or 6 seed, but I don't know what I'm talking about. So, Phil, is that an astute observation or I'm completely wrong here and they are seeded correctly at 4 or maybe they should be higher at 3?
I think they should be higher at 3. Also, Braden Smith did play in that game against Purdue, so I lied to all of you.
I knew that. See, that's why I like Wisconsin.
I think that Duke is a little underseeded here. I feel like Duke's pretty good. Duke did not look good against North Carolina State, but North Carolina State was on one of those runs in the ACC tournament where they beat Duke, they beat Virginia, they beat North Carolina 3. Yep. Like they won 5 games in 5 days. NC State was just hot.
They just got hot.
Yeah, like Duke to me, I like Duke to win this game, and I think Duke has the potential to make a Final Four run here. I'm not going to say they will, but they will win this game.
All right. Duke. I'm advancing Duke here.
Now, I actually have James Madison beating Duke. So I can't even talk on this game. Although if I was picking between Duke and Wisconsin, absolutely.
So tell me about Vermont. Is Vermont got any chance here? Should I maybe go Vermont?
No, I think out of the 13 seeds, I mean, Yale just has the worst matchup playing against Auburn. I just think like Vermont isn't the typical Vermont team. Vermont's one of those teams, they've had the pedigree as that mid-major who kind of could upset and pull something off at some point. I don't remember all of the stats about Vermont because I looked this up when the bracket initially came out and I wasn't impressed. And I said, okay, I'm just picking Duke across the board. Like there was nothing about that team that said to me they're going to beat Duke.
I kind of like Vermont.
I have 2 other 13 seeds though. So like for me to take Vermont, I'm not picking 3 13 seeds because the 4 seeds are like human too, you know?
All right. Well, let's it's easy. So this is kind of what I'm thinking. It's like, if I pick Vermont, then I'm not going to put Vermont into the Sweet 16 that I put Wisconsin, but if I'm going to have Duke get out of the first round, I feel like a matchup against Wisconsin is probably not too bad, or it could be James Madison. So I feel like Duke then probably advances. So let's go Duke there. I do like Houston over Nebraska, and I do like Houston beating Duke just to get the top half of this region. Houston, what did we say? I mean, their record was insane, right?
30-4.
30-4 with a Big 12 schedule.
Yeah, that's and the Big 12 insane. Was crazy good this year.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. I think I'm really liking Houston. I'll do mine real quick.
I go Houston, Nebraska, JMU, Duke, and then Houston facing JMU and Houston advancing. So the only thing I have different here is you put Wisconsin, James Madison's the pick. I know you're saying, oh, it's too trendy. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not.
It's just not. I like Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin has been just a nice team.
And Will, how many times did you know Wisconsin existed? What games did you watch of Wisconsin this year, just out of curiosity? Just so everybody listening knows.
I mean, when they beat Purdue, that was huge.
You watched that one, right? Yeah.
I have not
watched Will hasn't watched a single one. I think he's trying to play contrarian to me.
Yeah. And I just think Wisconsin's due. I like the Badgers, so they're due.
Okay. Let's go to the bottom.
Bottoms, Texas Tech versus NC State. This is, to me, the easiest game ever to pick. You've got to go Texas Tech here. NC State has now had time to cool off. After that insane run to win the ACC tournament, they wouldn't have even made the tournament if they didn't go on that run. And yeah, I get they beat good teams, but they just got hot and Texas Tech is no joke. So I got Texas Tech. I think everyone's going to be picking NC State here. So this is one where I don't think so, actually.
I'm actually, let me see. Cause I know on ESPN, where is it where you can like pull up ESPN and see what the public bracket is? There's a way to look at that.
I know you can do these like previews. I'm trying to, it will tell you like the percentage.
That's what I want to see.
But I don't know.
There's got to be a way. Somebody help us. Somebody help these old men. There's definitely, I was looking at it earlier. That's what's annoying me the most, is like, I remember seeing it earlier and now I can't find the dang thing. Let's see.
Anyway,
I want to see that because it's actually not as jarring as you think it is.
Okay. Anyway, I got Texas Tech. Okay. Big 12. I'm a Big 12 believer this bracket season. And then I'm gonna go to Kentucky versus Oakland, and this is where I think we get a big upset.
There's no
Oakland.
Way.
Oakland is beating Kentucky. There's always the blue blood team every year. Every year,
yeah, it's a Kansas blue blood team.
I got Kentucky.
That's terrible. That's a terrible take. It's a freezing cold, terrible take.
Okay.
It's weak.
I believe. Okay, well, convince me. I don't have enough upsets so far, Phil. You're like the chalk.
Because you won't take James Madison. You wouldn't do it. Kentucky's the second highest scoring team in the country. They don't play much defense, but Oakland.
See, that can hurt you. That can hurt you in the tournament.
They can't. They're not going to be able to score with them. Not against Oakland.
All right, hold on.
Whoa!
Sweet 16. Hold on. I want to go to the preview.
Hey, here's a thought for the Grizzlies.
Oh.
Pitt didn't make the tournament, perhaps you heard.
Let's see.
But their fans are called the Oakland Zoo. Oakland's playing Kentucky in Pittsburgh. Why don't they bar the Pitt student section? I'd be all over that.
It's not going to be enough. This is just nothing.
To stop the high-flying Wildcats, even though they're venturing outside.
We about to get sued by ESPN, Will?
Great story for Oakland.
Can you hear the audio or no?
Yeah.
Oh, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was saying nothing. I hope that doesn't ruin our we get copyright strike on this. I doubt we will. Okay, I got to go Kentucky. I just need to find some sort of upset in here, and maybe it's Vermont. Maybe, you know what? It's Vermont.
It's James Madison, but you're being difficult.
No, I'll put Wisconsin's going to the Sweet 16. It's Vermont. That's the upset.
That's terrible. Colorado, I like. I mean, if Colorado wins tonight, I like them to beat Florida. Kentucky, I have NC State beating Texas Tech. I just wish I could find the
Now talk to me about Florida versus Boise or Colorado.
Florida just had a player break his leg in half in the SEC championship game. It was an insanely gruesome injury, similar to Kevin Ware. I know he's not like the most important player on that team, but he is a player who plays legitimate minutes. Colorado is one of the best
player on the team.
Colorado is one of the best offensive teams in the country. They're not very good at defense, but they're just so good offensively that I feel like with them getting to play tonight, if they win this game, they're already coming in warm and Florida's coming in cold. And I think that really favors Colorado in that game. Boise, I don't know enough about, I'll be honest.
Okay, we're going to go Boise / Colorado.
With this next one, we need Tyler Kolek to play. If Tyler Kolek plays, Marquette could go to the Final Four. If Tyler Kolek doesn't play,
Western Kentucky could go to the Final Four.
No, but Tyler Kolek is in trouble.
Oh, Western Kentucky is tempting, huh? But Marquette, you got to like Marquette here, and I got to like Marquette over the 10 seed. So, again, I got a pretty chalky bracket. The upsets are going to have to come in the bottom part of this bracket.
The bottom part of my bracket has kept me up for days. So
okay. So there we go. It's going to be Houston versus Marquette, 1-2, which again is boring. I don't usually do this. That's why I had to get Vermont somewhat in there. Maybe Vermont is going to the Sweet 16. Would that
James be? Madison will be in the Sweet 16, and that's what I keep telling you, but you don't want to listen to me.
I like Wisconsin.
Somebody find me a way to get the numbers up on ESPN where I can see the
I don't like this look. I mean, I have a 4-6. That's not too bad. And so having 1-1-2 in a region, I think I usually max myself out. I get to do 1-2 in one region. To me, Houston and Marquette are two of the best teams in the country. So like I feel fine with that. I'm very okay with that. Who's going to the Final Four though? I'm gonna go Houston.
Yeah, I have Kentucky. So I'll say mine for that region. I go Houston, Nebraska, JMU, Duke, NC State, Kentucky, Colorado, Marquette, Houston, JMU, Kentucky, Marquette, Houston.
Hey, Phil, you just reading them like that is doing nothing. Can you like say blank over what, or here are my Elite Eight teams? You're just listing names that has no meaning.
People can just look at their – people are going to be looking at a bracket while they listen to this. There's no way.
I don't think so. People are going to be driving in their car.
Maybe. They're probably going to crash because you won't just pick James Madison. You just keep picking Vermont and then complaining you don't have a double-digit seed.
They're going to turn off the podcast because you're just listening names without any context.
They're probably going to turn off the podcast because there's going to be no sound because you played freaking sound from Joe Lunardi. Way to go.
Okay, so who are your – give me your Elite Eight teams or your Sweet 16 teams from this region.
Houston, James Madison, that's a matchup. And I got Kentucky versus Marquette.
Okay, so I got three of the four of you. I have Wisconsin instead of James Madison.
And then I have Houston versus Kentucky, and I have Kentucky in the Final Four.
I have Houston versus Marquette and Houston in the Final Four. See how we did that? Makes it a little more digestible for the people.
You picking stupid picks is not digestible. I do think North Carolina State versus Texas Tech is probably one of the hardest first round games to pick. Totally honest.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah. I like Texas Tech in that one. Yeah. Gotta say.
I really wish I could see these numbers, man. I really do. I swear I saw it earlier.
It will be. I think when you complete the bracket, you can see it. So maybe we can look
at it. But mine is complete, so why can't I see it?
You have to go to like the country's bracket or something. It's called something stupid.
It is. It's like America's bracket.
Why? Yeah.
Here we go. You people's bracket. Okay, I got it.
The people's bracket.
The people's bracket. Texas Tech, 54% are picking Texas Tech.
Okay, so that for an 11 versus 6 to have...
It's the second, actually the second highest one, though, because the 11s are very popular right now.
I'm saying the 11s are too popular.
And then let me see about your 12-5 upset. 68% of people are taking Wisconsin to beat James Madison, which is the lowest percentage of people picking the 5 over 12, but 68% still doesn't really keep me, you know.
Wait, so Wisconsin is the lowest picked 5 seed?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was – that's why you got to stay away. You got to just ride it. Just got to ride it. Trust it. Let's go to the West, Phil. We are going to...
Craziest region out there, man. I love this region.
North Carolina versus Wagner. What do you got? What do you got? Let's just go North Carolina. Let's just pencil.
Jordan Alford, you're listening. I got Wagner. Okay, obviously.
Mississippi State versus Michigan State.
This was another one where I wanted to go SEC over Big Ten. I went Michigan State. I feel like Michigan State's the better team here, man. I really do. I feel like Michigan State's just slow and methodical, and that's going to piss Mississippi State off. I think they're going to win.
Also, I feel like Michigan State, North Carolina, like the tournament wants that matchup.
Michigan State, like... 61% of people picking Michigan State on ESPN. That's the most, that's the highest percentage of any team in an 8-9 matchup, and it's the 9 seed. So I don't know.
I don't know anything about Mississippi State.
Mississippi State is a decent SEC team, but they're that typical mid-major that was up and down all year. Just boom, 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 boom.
They're not a mid-major, though.
No, I meant Power 5. They're that typical Power 5 that's up and down all year, and then they underachieve, or maybe they slightly overachieve. It's really hard to define what they achieved, but they're that typical 8-9 team in this matchup.
I feel like that's the first game tomorrow, too,
by the way.
I feel like it's just a 50-50. And like Michigan State's just going to get the name recognition. So might as well go against the grain here. Again, that's why I picked Northwestern when they were playing. Who are they playing? San Diego
pretty State? Much. The thing FAU. With Mississippi State is they lost to Southern this year. They lost to Georgia Tech this year. And a lot of their SEC wins, they did beat Auburn at home. They did beat Tennessee at home. So those are two really good wins. The rest of their wins are against teams not in the tournament. Although I guess they beat Tennessee. Oh, they beat Tennessee twice. I mean, that's the thing, though. They're skittish. They beat Tennessee twice, but then...
Yeah, it's one game. We're playing 40 minutes of basketball at 9 a.m. Like, anything can happen here. Take the 40%. The team is only picked 40% of the time. Let's go Mississippi State.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I'm not going to do that because I actually have Michigan State beating North Carolina.
Okay. I think that's dumb, but okay. Yeah. All right, let's move to St. Mary's versus Grand Canyon. We like
Grand Canyon.
We like Grand Canyon here.
We don't.
Okay. Do we like Charleston?
We love Charleston.
Okay. We like Charleston. We're going to go St. Mary's.
I'm going to say this right now, Will, so because I'm going to waste your time and I want you to pick for yourself. I have St. Mary's in the Final Four.
Okay. I was going to go Charleston over St. Mary's. I want to get a 12 or 13 out of this little, you know, the St. Mary's in Alabama 5-4 isn't doing much for me. But it seems like you really like St. Mary's.
I love St. Mary's because they're really good offensively and they're really good defensively, and they're going to play against
Grand Canyon. Two good things to be good at in basketball.
Yeah, it is, right? Like, and they rank in the top 30 in both. And when you look at defensively, I think they allow like 59.7 points per game. They just held Gonzaga, who scores 80-something a game, to 60. So when I look at St. Mary's, Grand Canyon can score, but I don't know if they can score against St. Mary's, and St. Mary's will hit their shots. Also, people forget last year that St. Mary's was a 5 seed, but they had to play UConn in the second round, and one of their best players got hurt, so they never had a chance. And then what I like about St. Mary's is Alabama and Charleston are the same team. They want to score. They don't play defense, whatever. St. Mary's will slow them down and piss them off, and St. Mary's that team, whoever it is. And then I actually have St. Mary's playing against Michigan State. I still think Carolina can make the Final Four. I'm not saying
I'm going to go Carolina over Mississippi State there. I'll do that. And then it seems like St. Mary's over Charleston seems good. So I got North Carolina versus St. Mary's. And I think that's where St. Mary's run will end. And I'm going to go Carolina here.
Yeah. And I had, like I was going to say, I have St. Mary's playing Michigan State. And again, I just think St. Mary's, their defense is so good. This region really matches up well for them, because if they play the highest remaining seeds every time, they make teams play their style, and that is going to frustrate these teams that aren't used to having to play slower.
Good,
I got St. Mary's in the Final Four.
Wow. All right. Well, I like the insight. I will get them to the Sweet 16 at least. I was going to put Grand Canyon. Will and
my bracket are turning out very similar. Is this you, Will? Is that what's happening here?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Real Nick will just Grand Canyon versus Charleston in the second round.
See, I was thinking of going that, where that's like going to be wacky, but you've talked me in the same areas, so that's cool. I am going to leave Charleston there upsetting Alabama. Let's move to Clemson versus New Mexico. Clemson is the 6 seed against New Mexico, the 11 seed. What are we looking at here, Phil?
Dude, okay. So New Mexico is favored by 2.5 in this game as an 11 seed. And if odds makers are making an 11 seed favored by more than a bucket against a 6, or a 12 favored at all against a 5, you take the you have to take the 11. Like, you just don't have a choice.
I don't have a choice, and I like getting the double digits in here, so I like this. I might even go Colgate over Baylor in the next game. Is that stupid?
I don't really know anything about Colgate. I think Baylor's pretty good, and that's your Big 12, who you love so much that you wouldn't even discuss the NC State thing, so why would you get rid of Baylor here against Colgate?
Because one of my good friends' middle name is Colgate.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, I don't see how Colgate loses. I like the toothpaste.
No, and this is all related to the toothpaste. The Colgate of the school, Colgate University, is the same Colgate name of the Colgate toothpaste.
I love that.
Yeah, I have to buy Colgate. If I buy Crest, my friend will get mad at me.
Yeah, I like Baylor in this game. I don't think Colgate's as good as they usually are when they get into the tournament. That's all I got.
I feel like Colgate does get an upset once every year. What are they in, like the Patriot League or something?
Every now and then they're really good.
I feel like Colgate advances in the tournament once every like 5 years. Let's see. Let's look at Colgate tournament history.
Try not to play Lenardi's sound on that.
Tournament results. Okay. They have never won a tournament game. So I feel like they won 1 year. I could have sworn
they won 1 year.
They're
the team that's always talked about as you should pick them as the upset, and then they lose. So there you go, Will. That's what it is.
All right. Well, Colgate, I'm sorry. Baylor, you are making it tonight. If you've never won a tournament game, I cannot pick you.
Yeah.
So I'm
New Mexico Baylor is a great game, and New Mexico is the dark horse in this region. I picked Baylor on mine, but New Mexico winning is not shocking at all.
I need to have a double-digit seed in the Sweet 16. I actually already have Drake, but I still need to sprinkle in more. So I'm going to take New Mexico there to beat Baylor. I'm not feeling great about Baylor. I mean, if Baylor can even squeak by Colgate, that's going to be a tough one. So I could see Colgate winning their first tournament game, and then New Mexico will have an easier matchup in that second round.
And you got Colgate in the Elite Eight?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying if Colgate beats Baylor, New Mexico gets an easier matchup in the second round, which allows them to get to the Sweet 16. So I got New Mexico. I think either way, Baylor or Colgate, they can get that win. Okay, let's move to number 7, Dayton against number 10, Nevada. I'm very partial here to the Wolfpack out of Nevada, UNR. My parents live very close to there. And I like the Wolfpack. It's kind of the local vibe up there in Reno and Tahoe. So
I think this is the best game of the first round.
The best game
of the first round.
Man, so you don't feel that confident. What's the people's bracket? What's the people's bracket telling me on this, Phil?
The people's bracket is telling you to take Dayton 51% to 49%. Nevada is favored by 1.5 in this game. And what the conversation by the pundits is that Dayton didn't beat a single team in the tournament this year, so they shouldn't have gotten in as a 7. Like, it's stupid. But here's my thing. I was in on Nevada. Darren Holmes for Dayton is going to dominate the interior of this game. And I think Darren Holmes could potentially, I'm not going to say whether I have it or not yet, lead Dayton to the Sweet 16. I actually think the winner of this game knocks off Arizona. And I know people are going to be like, "Oh, Arizona's so good." That's what I'm told that every single year. And every
Arizona
single year,
always no. chokes. Yeah,
I think the winner of this game goes to the Sweet 16. So choose this one wisely. But I am going to give the edge to Dayton after doing some studying. But it's
after doing some studying. Man, that sucks because I do agree. Because I actually, before we decide this game, I'm putting Long Beach State over Arizona.
Do you know the story about Long Beach State right now? You probably don't because you haven't paid attention to basketball at all. Do you know the story of this?
I don't. Tell me.
They fired their coach last week. And.
Oh, yes. I have heard this. Wait, was it a firing or was it kind of like a mutual parting of ways?
They were letting him go and they agreed to let him finish out this year. And then he won the Big West tournament.
Yeah. So now Arizona's going to win. That story is going
to
end soon.
Jordan Alford wishes nothing but bad things for Caleb Love, who left UNC to go to Arizona. Clearly, the committee who does not manipulate wants Arizona versus North Carolina for the Caleb Love story, but it's not going to happen.
I mean, it's just for me, it's this Nevada versus Dayton thing. I mean, who did Nevada play? Who did they beat in the tournament?
So Nevada was in the Mountain West, which had tied for the second most teams into the bracket this year.
And they're 26-7. I mean,
yeah. I mean, Nevada's good. Nevada is good.
I gotta go with my local team here. It's a point Tahoe area.
It really is.
So let's go Nevada, and then they're gonna beat Arizona.
And then they could. I mean, I actually did. So I had to fill out a bracket for Sportsbook Review. It's immediately after this broke out. So it was just initial reactions, and I had Nevada in the Elite Eight taking on North Carolina. Which is exactly
right. What I like. Good. I'm in. I'm in with Nevada getting this far. I am. Once North Carolina plays Nevada, though, I am going to go with North Carolina to take. That's kind of what I like to do. I like to sprinkle some of these double-digit teams. You know, in this region, we have 3 double-digit teams getting out of the first round. So then, but then by the time you get to your Elite Eight Final Four, I guess, no, Elite Eight, we still have 1 versus 10. So, yeah, we're mixing it up. I like my Final Four so far. I've got Auburn, Houston, and North Carolina, 2 1 seeds and a 4 seed.
Okay. So I'll go through mine real quick. I have UNC playing Michigan State, and I have Michigan State winning that game to advance to the Sweet 16. I have St. Mary's and Charleston both winning. I think Charleston is the worst matchup Alabama could have asked for. I think Charleston is going to beat them, maybe beat them by double digits. I really do think Charleston can win a lot. So if you want to take that against the spread, I absolutely would. I think it's 9.5 or 10 right now. I love Charleston. I have St. Mary's advancing, though, past Charleston and then beating Michigan State. I have New Mexico beating Clemson, Baylor beating Colgate, Dayton beating Nevada, and then beating Arizona. Dayton losing to Baylor. So I have St. Mary's versus Baylor and St. Mary's winning. So I have Auburn versus St. Mary's as my Final Four matchup, which I do realize could be chaotic. But then last year, I always say, like, it's not that I'm picking too many upsets. I'm just picking the wrong upsets. Cause last year we had a 5 versus 4 in the Final Four when Miami played against UConn. And I think here Auburn should not be a 4 seed. And I think St. Mary's just has a great bracket It's not even necessarily that they're one of the four best teams in the country. They just have a great bracket.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Last region.
I like mixing this in where we're at. I got the 2-1s and the 4. I can't do 3-1 seeds. And actually, Purdue is the other one seed. Purdue always chokes. One of my good buddies went to Purdue also. I'm sorry. I have to pick against Purdue at some point here, just like I had to pick against Colgate, unfortunately. But they will get out of that first game. I mean, maybe they won't. I don't know.
They did last year.
Purdue lost last year?
They lost to Fairleigh Dickinson. And the year before that, they lost to St. Peter's.
I mean, they always choke. I will give them the 16. I think this year they're going to be focused. Like, we cannot let this happen back-to-back years. Talk to me about Utah State and TCU.
So I don't know much about either one of these teams. I didn't know much about either one of these teams. And I saw TCU was favored by 4.5. So I started looking into TCU a little bit more. For an 8-9 game, for a team to be favored by 4.5 points is pretty significant. So I do like TCU to win this game. And then I started looking at TCU in the Big 12, just like, you know, again, another Big 12 team. These Big 12 teams, man, like, they are running the gauntlet every single time that they go out there and play. And so I started looking at it. They beat Houston. Okay, that's nice. They lost to Iowa State by 1 point the first time they played them. They beat Texas Tech. They beat Baylor at Baylor. Ooh. Like, this is a legitimately good team. They have some bad losses. I mean, they lost to, you know, Central Florida, but it was by 2 points. They're a little up and down. I had originally in my sportsbook review one put Purdue winning the whole tournament just because, like, I was like, that's just where I landed. Purdue beating Auburn. Now I have Purdue losing to TCU. I think
I was going to say, I was
bad matchup, man.
I was going to have Purdue losing in the second round anyway. I don't think they make it out of the first weekend. And so for me, it was going to be Utah State or TCU. And you just gave me everything I needed to hear about their Big 12 season. So TCU going to the Sweet 16. Okay. Gonzaga and McNeese or McNeese.
It's McNeese. This is a great game too. Whoever wins this is going to the Sweet 16. Whoever wins this potentially could go to the Elite Eight just because of how the top of this bracket works out.
Why is McNeese a 12 seed then? If that's, oh wow, they're 30-3.
30-3 because they play in such a weak conference that when they
Gonzaga. That's the crazy part. No,
but St. Mary's was legit this year. And Gonzaga beat some really good teams this year. I want to pull up their schedule so that I can actually, like, talk on it intelligently. But Gonzaga beat Well, they lost to Purdue, they lost to UConn. They beat Kentucky at Kentucky late in the year. They do have a win at St. Mary's. So, like, the Kentucky, St. Mary's, they lost to UConn by 13. They lost to Purdue by 10. I mean, Gonzaga is pretty decent. But, like, the interesting thing with McNeese is they have played nobody. Their best win this year is against VCU. They played Michigan, but Michigan had a really bad year. They beat Michigan. They lost to Louisiana Tech. They lost to West Carolina. But they've only lost one time since, what date was this? November 22nd. You don't accidentally win that many games. I think they could beat Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga has struggled with bad teams this year. They lost to Santa Clara earlier this year. It was the first time they lost to Santa Clara in like 20-something years.
They didn't even have AirPods.
Yeah. Gonzaga or McNeese. I'm going McNeese because I do like to pick 2-12 seeds, especially since I do the seed scoring in my main one. However, there are some pools where I have Gonzaga in the Final Four. I have Gonzaga in the Elite Eight. But for the sake of what one I feel the most confident in, I'm taking McNeese, and I'm taking Samford, and I'm taking McNeese to play TCU in the Sweet 16.
All right. I mean, I was going to go – you're telling me Kansas is just screwed because of their injury.
They just have no depth. They don't have the typical depth they should have, and Samford plays 10 guys, which is insane for a mid-major. Those teams never play 10 guys. They play 10 guys and Kansas has no depth. I think Samford's going to win that game.
Okay. I'm doing it. And then I'm going to go McNeese is going to be TCU.
And I have TCU winning that game. But, dude, I'm telling you. And that's what's crazy about the Gonzaga-McNeese game. If Gonzaga wins that game, they're sitting in the Elite Eight. If they lose that game, they're gone and McNeese could go to the Elite Eight. It's very similar to when Miami played Loyola Chicago. Loyola Chicago won that game on a buzz or on a shot with 2 seconds left. And then they go on to the Final Four. Miami wins that game. Are they going to the Final Four? Last year against Drake, would Drake have gone to the Final Four? This McNeese Gonzaga game is crazy. Crazy, crazy good game.
Okay. This is getting a little dicey here with my high seeds.
Isn't this what you always wanted, though?
This is what I like. We're just getting a little crazy. I kind of maybe need to rein this in the bottom part of the Midwest region. Let's look at South Carolina and Oregon. Talk to us, Phil.
Oregon got hot to win the Pac-12. It's a very similar story to what North Carolina State went through. They wouldn't have made the tournament.
South Carolina.
But the thing is, man, South Carolina hasn't been playing very good.
Ah, okay. Oregon. I don't know. I picking the teams that just randomly win their tournament because they're riding such a high and then they have to like feel the hype and the buzz for like 4 or 5 days and the selection Sunday and they're getting praise and the student section's getting involved. The campus is supporting you, sending out emails. The merch is flying off the shelves. And then you lay an egg in the first round because you're playing, you know, a better seeded team. But if you're telling me South Carolina isn't that good, I don't know.
Like well, I mean, South Carolina is good. What scares me about South Carolina is they lost twice to Auburn this year in the SEC tournament. Oh, but listen to this. In the SEC tournament, they lost to them by 31. And when they played them earlier in the year, they lost to them by 40.
That's why I have Auburn as a Final Four team.
Yeah. They also lost to LSU, who's not very good, so I don't know about that. They lost to Georgia. That's not a good loss. They lost by 27 to Alabama, where they scored 47 points, and Alabama is one of the worst defenses in basketball. They seem like a down weird team.
Yeah, they seem like an inconsistent team.
Whoever wins this game, I have losing to Creighton.
Yes, I do like Creighton this year. Creighton's going to beat Akron, and then Creighton's going to beat South Carolina or Oregon, whoever wins. I'm not too concerned with that 6-11 matchup. Creighton's been really good, right? I feel like I always have been seeing Creighton be good. 23-9. It's not great, but they always play
in the Big East.
They play a full legit Big East schedule. So, yeah. Do we need to talk about Akron versus Creighton? I mean, I really don't think that's the upset that does happen where it's like, I don't even consider it. On all my brackets, I have Creighton, and then that's the one that happens.
The afternoon game on Thursday that everybody's not paying attention to, and then you look up and you say, wait, why is that game still close?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's always – these games are always tough.
Is it possible? Sure. But this is a team that beat UConn by 19. They beat Marquette by 14. Granted, that was without Kolek, but still. You know, I mean, they've won some games. They beat Alabama earlier this year. You know, I don't know. I'm going Creighton. I think Creighton is the team to pick here. I'm going to pick Creighton, and I pick Creighton to go on because I just think that the South Carolina Oregon winner, they're one and done.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Texas versus Colorado State. We just saw Colorado State play last night. What do we think?
I don't put much into what Colorado State did to Virginia in that game because I think Virginia just like wasn't that good. They couldn't hit shots. I like Texas. I'm just going with this based on Big 12. I know I've talked a lot about just picking
like the Big 12. The Big 12. I'm with you. And Colorado State, they're what, Mountain West?
Yeah, which is still good. I mean, the Mountain West
still
is
solid, but not the Big 12. And then you've already told me that St. Peter's is going to be a trendy, fun pick. Everyone likes the Peacocks, but Tennessee is going to get it done.
Yeah, Tennessee is like that in the nation.
I like that Tennessee versus Texas Orange matchup too.
I do too.
I'm gonna go chalk here, especially if they have the best player in the country. That's gonna at least get you to the Sweet 16, just with that. So it's gonna be Creighton versus Tennessee down here in the bottom part of the Midwest, and then Creighton. We like Creighton this year. They beat Tennessee. Creighton beats McNeese, and there we go. Or McNeese. That's a pretty good looking Final Four there, Phil. I don't know what you're thinking, but Auburn, Houston, North Carolina, Creighton. Is that the Final Four? Did I just predict the Final Four correctly?
I went, and again, like you try to like take your human patterns out of it, but I have three SEC teams in my Final Four. And I went in this region. I have TCU. I already talked about this, beating Purdue, playing against McNeese in the Sweet 16, and then TCU winning that. On the bottom, I go a little more chalky. Oregon wins, but then I have Creighton beating Akron, Texas beating Colorado State, Tennessee winning, Tennessee and Creighton both advancing, Tennessee advancing, and then Tennessee beating TCU. So my final four is actually Auburn versus St. Mary's and Kentucky versus Tennessee.
Wow. You're crazy, man.
I know. You're no crazy. One sees in that one. I will say this, though. Houston and North Carolina, all of these one seeds can make the final four.
Of course. That's why they're one seeds, except Purdue. Houston, they cannot.
Houston and North Carolina have the easiest paths to get there, in my opinion.
That's why I have them.
And that's why you have them. But I also have them. They could lose to Kentucky. UNC has a lot of opportunities to lose. So on this bracket, I did this. I have other brackets where it's all over. But this is the one I'm most confident in. I have Auburn beating Tennessee to win the whole thing.
Wow. All right. I'm going to go Auburn over North Carolina. Houston over Creighton.
Thank God. We couldn't both pick Auburn on this without meaning to. That would have been stupid.
Houston is winning it all. Their first season in the Big 12. They come in and immediately become a Power 5 conference tournament winner representing the Big 12. Conference
tournament.
No, I mean, I'm just mean they're now in a Power 5 conference.
You didn't know where that sentence was going, huh?
I didn't know where it was going, but I landed it. I landed the plane. First year being in a Power 5 conference, and they win the whole big dance, Phil. How about that?
What a story. I have Auburn over Tennessee, but Houston is definitely – Houston and UConn are the two that I'm like, that's going to be the popular picks when you're doing it based on seed points. I'm not going to take those two teams, but in other ones I definitely
am. Oh, is Houston a trendy one?
Houston and UConn are the two most popular.
So should I do North Carolina over Houston and then North
Carolina? No, dude, you're already a weakling. Right now on
what's the people's bracket?
On the people's bracket, it's UConn versus North Carolina, Houston versus Purdue. Houston advances, UConn advances, and UConn wins it all. It's always favorites on this, but still.
Yeah, I know. All the one seeds make it, but that tells you. So maybe I'll put North Carolina.
Wow, no, so you're getting real gutsy and going one versus one in the final?
No,
wow.
But then I'd at least pick North Carolina to win the – it would be a less gutsier final matchup, but a more gutsier champion with UNC winning the whole thing instead of having the second most popular pick in Houston winning the whole thing. So,
well, right now you have Houston versus Auburn, so that's what it is.
Yeah, I guess. All right, I got to enter to win a car or a college fund or Allstate or
Coors Light. Just win a whole bunch of money, yeah.
How many points?
I like in to that go game, lower. Auburn or like, Houston, low, like 130 or less.
I like to go low with this. I usually baseline, just because championship teams usually have good defenses. So I like to start really low, and it's like 60 to 60. That's 120, and then maybe just work up from there. 5 points for each team. Let's go 131.
Yeah, I have 154, but I have Auburn versus Tennessee, which would be
all right. Well, maybe we'll just go to 136. How about that?
I like it. Submit your bracket. Okay.
Submit it. We're locking that in.
Whoa, oh, I gotta see your address, buddy. All right, let's unshare this.
Social security number. Yeah. Okay.
Little socials on there. So just to recap that, I like Charleston and Samford as 13 seeds. I like McNeese and JMU both as 12 seeds. I like the 11 seeds this year. NC State and Oregon are hot. New Mexico, also very hot. Yeah, those are my early round upsets. I love St. Mary's. I love St. Mary's. That's my like shocker pick, is I just think St. Mary's has a great region. And they're going to lose in the first round of Grand Canyon now, but I think they have a great region.
There we go. There's the tournament. There's the March Madness preview. I'm going to have to make another like 60 of these brackets before the games tip off tomorrow.
Before Survivor, man. You got 3.5 hours. Get in there.
Man, I am. It's a big day.
Yeah. Big day. All right. I'm going to go try to find the Lenardi part and delete it so that we don't get copyrighted. Thanks, Will.
I don't think we will, because we were talking over it. It probably wasn't that clear. It's coming through my headphones. So I didn't even know anyone could hear it. So I don't think we have to worry about that.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. The Phil and Will Show is back. Next week, we'll probably be talking about how we made the worst picks of all time. But as long as James Madison...
I don't know. Maybe we landed a perfect bracket here. The first ever perfect bracket fully recorded on the Phil and Will Show.
That's about Lenardi, by the way, right there.
It was pretty clear. Yeah, well, we're reacting to it. You're allowed to use other videos if you're doing a reaction to it, I believe. That's why there's so many reaction videos.
Gotcha. Well, we'll find out when
Bill and Will react to Joe Lenardi's takes on the Oakland Golden Grizzlies as they head into their round one matchup against Kentucky.
There it is. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Get your brackets in. Have fun. And we'll see you later tonight with Survivor. And we'll see you at some other time with some other stuff. That's all I got. I got nothing else.
All right. All we got. Like the video. Subscribe. Thanks, guys.
Bye.